this city.
Black is beautiful, shawty, black is bold. Black is black, true, but black is gold.
I seen an academics went live. I was like, damn, what going on? Academics done went live. And he's turned up. And I just sat there and I watched it for a little bit because academics is doing his thing. Academics is kind of right now proving to you niggas everything that we've saw that was factual, that he's the biggest hip-hop platform in the game, the hardest working, the fastest getting out this information.
Yeah.
I was going to start with the story, but let's just go right into it. Having one of the greatest rappers ever call you out via AI is crazy.
That is wild.
You're supposed to be the boogeyman. Go do what you do. Kendrick, I get it. I understand. But this is hip-hop. And shit shouldn't take this long in 2024. And you've taken so long, this nigga said, you know what? I'm about to just start trolling. Pass you the torch at the House of Blues. Hold on. Welcome to episode 166 of the Big Podcast. This episode is going to be called Diss City. You know what I mean? We got a lot to talk about. We are going right into the lyrical breakdown of these disses, man. You know what I'm saying? We get to the story time after that, but we getting right into it. So, boom. What you really about to do? We passed you the torch at the House of Blues. I guess he must have brought Kendrick on stage and, you know, let him know, oh, he next up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And now you got to do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? I don't really like the vibe of this AI-generated Tupac verse and then the beginning of this Snoop Dogg verse. There's a lot of questioning of Kendrick's being like that. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that is warranted?
But I don't know what you mean by warranted.
Do you think that Kendrick deserves to be questioned with how he's handled this beef as of right now?
Yeah, because why has it taken so long?
Well, Taylor Swift dropped.
So?
Taylor Swift, according to Drake, is the biggest gangster in the music
industry. How is she a gangster?
Let's continue to review the song. I don't want to tell the song before we get there. Right. I know you've never been to jail, wore his jumpsuits and shower shoes. Never shot nobody, never stabbed nobody. Okay, the only reason I'm stopping it there is because, never did nothing violent and no one, it's the homies that empower you. What are you talking about, Snoop Dogg? That's exactly what they allege of you. That you're not like that. You are not really from the set.
Oh.
There's people that said Snoop Dogg ran from a nigga. And, like back in the 90s, that Snoop Dogg and this other nigga ran from a nigga that was trying to get up on him. And they ran to the police, but the nigga had some weed in his hand so that they ended up getting arrested.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yo. Drake is a maniacal, very, very calculated guy. You got Snoop Dogg on the fucking track. Snoop Dogg. Not only did you tell your nigga that you was way more loved than him in his own city, and you didn't even say city, you said Biddy to a pie room. It's crazy. You said Biddy, and then you got the Dog Father on a diss track. He's playing playing a lot of industry games.
So, I'm disconnected. What is Snoop Dogg? That's why I was kind of, why is Snoop Dogg on us? Like, what does he have to do with?
Well, he's questioning Kendrick's gangster on here. They're questioning Kendrick's whole persona at this moment.
Because he helped him get...
No, because he's not replying. He started this. Drake came back at him and said, what's up? Do what you gotta do. Step in the paint, throw a punch so we can start getting down. Mm-hmm. And he has no answer. And people were making excuses saying that, well, Drake, you just responded. Kendrick been dissing you, and now you just decided to respond. But being that Kendrick had been dissing him, he said nothing. Kendrick disses him again, and now he's ready. You should be up front and center. But, you know, like Cole said, Cole did allude to Kendrick doing this to get hype. And now we found out that Kendrick has an album coming next month. He could just be using this beef to keep the eyes on him for when he comes out with this album.
Okay.
And I'm not mad at it because I think it's a good rollout, but don't do what you did. Don't do like that. Don't do like that if you're not going to get on that once he responds to you. That's not what I like. Mm-hmm. And it's like giving us blue balls. It's like you're stringing us along or something. Like you got a dollar on a fucking, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that one commercial, like you just keep like, oh, here you go. No, never mind. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Change my. And it's like, bruh, you could have just threw a subliminal, but like that was, you said, let's get it, bro. You was talking all that high powered shit in the song. So now we here. Now Drake is trying to entice you to say something because it's like, damn, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we was about to get out.
I feel like Kendrick, I feel like he could come back. It's just, I don't know what he's doing.
I heard a snippet of a leak, and it didn't sound that bad. It sounded like the beginning of a diss,
mm-hmm.
but I guess since it was leaked, maybe he's going to do something different, or maybe he's just waiting. I think he may be waiting.
Yeah.
Album comes in May. That's 2 more weeks. But no, like, no, because the thing is, fam, you could have came out with the diss.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all would have, the diss and shit would have been going on. You still could have dropped the album.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's a little lackluster, but I on his part, mm-hmm. but I do like how Drake is here. Yeah. He's here.
Yeah.
And let's get into this.
But still, you gotta show this fucking eye of who's boss on the west. Now's the time to really make a power move. Cause right now, it's looking like you're writing out the game plan on how to lose.
Wow.
Right now, it's looking like you're writing out the game plan on how to lose. Like, this sounds like Drake.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like him. It don't seem like Snoop wrote this. Like, that would be kind of fucked up if he wrote these lyrics. Yeah. This is crazy.
No, you never know.
And I don't know if this is AI for Snoop as well. I don't know.
It kind of sounds like it a little bit to me.
I think it sounds like Snoop to me.
It does, but
you can tell that this is not, he did not write, like,
I'm not gonna lie, when he first came on, I thought it was Eminem. Like, it just, that's what I'm saying.
So it's probably AI.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's chill on Snoop Dogg, because that would be crazy.
Yeah. What?
That's what it looks like, though. It looks like you tried to jump in the paint with a nigga, you tried to throw a punch, you stole off on a nigga, and a nigga knocked you off. Like, man. A nigga punched you so hard you fell and you ain't want to fight. Like, it was just like, yeah. Oh, all right, that, nope, I didn't know he was going to do that. So, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's.
Scratching his chess game, but are you out of moves? Got you on the DOG, never fucking doubted you. But right now, it seems like you posted up without a clue of what the fuck you about to do. Yeah, that's the truth. I'm definitely about to come around the main gang and let my fucking foul move.
He's going to shit on his label. He's about to shit on the whole label. The whole label. Like, he's getting disrespectful now.
Yeah.
He's getting disrespectful.
Very.
And I think he's getting disrespectful because he say something, nigga. Do something. Come back. You know what I'm saying? Punch back. Fight back. Nigga. Like, do something.
Right.
Let's just get into these. We're gonna break down the contents of what he lets us know in this.
Shit, niggas from a whole different altitude, high up
think that's a direct response to you niggas saying, oh, it's not even that lyrical. It wasn't even all that crazy as like it was. He wasn't even rapping his best. It's a diss song. It's a diss song, bro.
Right, exactly.
Like, were you outside when any diss song dropped? Were you outside when Back dropped? Like, it doesn't have to be a lyrical miracle to be, like, to meet the standards of whatever, because that's right. Not, there are no standards to a diss song. Right. It's disrespect.
Yeah.
It's not like ability.
Yeah.
Now, I do believe, because I heard another snippet, and it was basically, I feel like Drake was going to drop this as well, but he decided not to. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he was rapping a little bit better, and it was basically saying like, bruh, don't make me do it, because I will let these niggas know what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? I really, dropping Give Me 50, like, there's the beat changes at the end, mm-hmm. and I really hope he's doing something on that, where it's like, drop, like at the end of, yeah, I want him to do something on that, because I know if he putting his foot on that beat, Kendrick, you might be over with.
Oh boy.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Let me continue before I get to that part. All right.
But now we gotta wait a fucking week, because Taylor Swift is your new top, and if you about to drop, she gotta approve. This girl really about to make you act like you not in a fuse.
But now we gotta wait a fucking week, because Taylor Swift, your new top. And if you about to drop, she gotta approve. I mean, Drake is trying to get Kendrick to do something, to make a bad move. Because if Kendrick was to actually respond and do what Drake is telling him to do, he'd fall on his face.
Yeah.
He'd get buried by Taylor Swift's numbers. Like, Drake knows what he's doing. Yeah. He's sunning him. He's sunning you, Kendrick. And the reason that he's sunning you is because you have not responded quick enough. Drake has done this shit masterfully. You haven't caught it, but it dropped last night at probably 12, 11, between like 10 and 12, 10 and 12 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why he put it out last night?
Because Taylor's dropped.
No.
No, why?
Because the Joe Budden podcast records on Friday. So you put it out Friday night. Guess what? The podcast that comes out today for the JBP probably wouldn't have caught this. So Joe, he is by proxy going to be like the 10th person to have talked about this. Like the way that Drake is doing this, like, it's really like he's ready.
He being analytical. Yeah, and like, being
like, nigga, fuck Joe. You not about to sit here and fake bash, because this is what Joe does, because they're Joe's very he's very diabolical as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys that are very successful in the media game, they do a lot of things and they may say a lot of things without actually saying.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe's gonna be extra critical of Drake right now. Oh, you know, Drake fucked this girl. The girl that he was with, like the girlfriend that he had for the last couple years, Drake fucked her. They broke up.
Joe Budden?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
I don't know if he just fucked her. I don't know if he fucked her in the past, but I know that Joe has found out recently, and that was a thing. Like, yeah, it's a lot of shit going on.
You're not talking about something. You're talking about
no. The dark skin, not dark skin, brown skin.
Oh, yeah. She looked like a
straight up Barbie doll. Like,
oh, I don't know.
Yeah. So, I don't know her either, but I just knew that was his girl because they had been together so long.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's not giving Joe a chance to be the first person on this. Academics, he kind of has the upper hand, period, because he's at the top spot. And that's just his thing. Something happens, we hear with it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm trying to get you on, but you know, we will get there. She is so, like, you can't be scary. She's scared of going live. But it's like, bro, we can get the content out so much quicker. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. We'll talk about it. Let's continue. I hope we're still at. Okay, we're still there.
She didn't make your schedule again. You out of the loop.
since like that, your tone changed. You're not as enthused. Why is that? I don't, like, you are from, this is why, this is exactly why I said, if Kendrick, if you don't catch this fade, you got to get a DP because y'all don't get out like that in L.A. That's what I heard. Oh, no, in Compton, my bad. I'm being involved in L.A. and Compton, two different places. Y'all don't get out like that in Compton. You don't turn down no fades, win, lose, or draw. You getting whooped up, but it seems like you're trying to run towards the bar so you get the nigga off you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like you trying to make, like, you trying to make it so a nigga can break up the fight or something. Like, you know, you ever have a nigga try to, like, draw you out? Like, you make a nigga look crazy and a nigga just act like, oh, I'm acting like I ain't here and act like it didn't happen so we can just forget about it. No, a nigga says respond back to a nigga making you look crazy, bruh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's scared, though. I really do think that they're both playing chess. I just think Kendrick doesn't actually care how we feel about the way that he's doing it.
Or when he puts anything out, yeah.
And Drake knows that, so Drake is going to use this to his advantage to make it look however he wants it to look, since you won't say anything.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
He got it right now.
So, let's continue. So he's about to do something that he doesn't do a lot and basically talk and let get some shit off.
Oh boy.
But yeah, all of y'all is getting it. Rick Ross, you getting it. We did not do a response to the Rick Ross shit because you niggas don't appreciate breakdowns. You niggas do not appreciate breakdowns. That shit put a lot of work and the nigga didn't get no views, no extra views on that shit. So I was like, I'm not breaking down this Rick Ross shit. But what I will say is that I fucked with that shit. And I like that Ross, honestly, even though Drake is trying to act like he's not trying to respond back to Ross, even though he's DMing the nigga, these niggas are weird. These niggas are DMing back and forth. This generation is like, you are DMing a nigga that you're going back and forth with. I ain't never just sat there. You know how I get. Once we into it, you blocked. I'm not about to keep sitting here talking back and forth. You are blocked. We can't even conversate no more. It's over. Right. So I just find it weird that these things be going back and forth and like you just keep open lines of communication. That's just, I don't know.
Rick Ross is responding?
Yeah, he like, Rick Ross is like on the story talking about white boy. Like
Rick Ross.
Oh, you didn't see that?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen anything this nigga's been saying the last week?
No.
Oh my God.
I know Rick Ross is funny as hell.
Yeah, like this nigga has been on this nigga. Let's go to my boy Chig's page. Yeah, you see, we got the big boy new iPad. We had we ain't got enough time because we gotta find the video. But like, he been trolling him. White boy, drop this. He talking about, oh, Birdman. You talking about you got all this money? Why didn't you get Birdman a house when he was in foreclosure? Why you ain't get buy his house for him? The house that he lost. You what had is, all this money.
What is him and Birdman? Nothing. Never. You can tell me about it later.
He believes that the Ross's beef is a lot of things that have to do with business. Basically, long story short, Ross feels that when Drake came into the game, he embraced him. Now, yeah, Drake helped him on a number side for like the industry, Ross.
Oh, okay.
But Ross feels that he made Drake feel comfortable in Miami. He always made sure he was set up right, that he was straight, mm-hmm. so nothing, you know, out of the ordinary could happen. Mm-hmm. And he feels that like, oh, all of a sudden you blocking niggas, like you sending cease and desist to French Montana.
What?
You're not clearing shit for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now you invoicing a nigga and we ain't never had that. We ain't never had that relationship. It's like, wow. Damn, that's really why he calling him white boy. Honestly, I'm from Florida. that shit is not like, if somebody calls you that, boy, that means you no good. That means that mean you basically, you have the business practices of a white person that don't care for black people. That's really what he's saying. Damn. Like, oh, you used us to get to a certain point, and now all of a sudden it's just business, even though we thought this was personal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wow.
Like, and the thing is, like, Drake, and I mean, who, he's at the top, so he it don't really matter. He gonna do what he wanna do, but it does kind of seem like that. It does seem like it's like. Now it's like, it's damn near like you just dissing to everybody because you know, not that you don't need them, but you know that you could last without them. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, all right, fuck y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
that's messed up.
But we don't know all the ins and outs. Yeah. But the woman thing, Drake is very petty, so
yeah.
There's people, regular people, that he's messed with their woman for saying stuff to him.
I have a question for you after this song breakdown.
Okay. All right, let's finish this out. She about to Milli run through a Milli rock on your head. So he's predicting that Taylor Swift's gonna sell 1 million her first week.
I believe it.
She's gonna go Milli rock on your head. Oh. She got the whole PG Lang on mute like that Beyonce challenge.
OMG.
Oh my god, dog. I like the energy of a nigga like, and I don't know if Drake and Kendrick know each other to where he knows that like Drake, like he knows how Drake gets. Mm-hmm. But like, I like that energy of where like a nigga thought he was going to get at you, and you just now for whatever reason he trying to, you know, act like it's not happening or not respond, and you just getting at the nigga like, yeah nigga, and this and that nigga, yeah nigga, you shouldn't have said nothing, nigga. Yeah. Fuck is you talking about? We are waiting on Kendrick. We're waiting on Kendrick, and I really don't want to break down that Chris Brown song. We can just talk about it. But to finish this up, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. What was your question?
So, the past couple of songs, even though they've been diss tracks from Drake,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about his next project? Do you think that he's going to actually, how you were saying before, he hasn't really given us what we've wanted for the past couple mm-hmm. of years. Do you think that he will? Do you think he'll, just from hearing these diss tracks, do you think it'll be good? Do you think it'll be trash? Like, what are your thoughts?
I don't think he's going to give us what we want. My hope, though, is that this would inspire him to really go in that booth and say something meaningful. Stop letting these young niggas write your songs. Like, it sound like I said before we went over her loss, I said, it sounds like you was hella inspired. And all of a sudden it comes out that Yachty was helping you, was like giving you inspiration for songs, like giving you skeletons, basically. Mm-hmm. Not skeletons, samples, and then he did what he did with his own thing with it, mm-hmm. which I don't care.
Yeah.
But it's like, bro, Can you talk to us, bro? What? Like, you did it for one song, Away From Home, on the last project. Can we get, like, 3? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not asking Drake to change his whole style, but, bro, this is hip-hop. And if you want to say this is hip hop in the terms of this, mm-hmm. how can you not respect that when you put out these projects, bro? Like, if you want it to be respected in this aspect, his next project should be, mm-hmm. it should be that, because this is the energy we're on. Yeah. It would only be right, and that would be great for the business, because if he does that, mm-hmm. everybody else is going to do that. Yeah. So,
yeah, I think for sure that this, and I'm in hopes that this would inspire him to put out a banger. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, I really hope that J. Cole doesn't disappear, because I'm getting radio silence vibes for the next year. With this going on, like, I don't want it to push back the Fall Off's release even more.
Yeah.
Because he's been talking about the Fall Off since we lived in our first apartment.
Oh, wow.
Can you drop me? We've lived here for, this is our third year living here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We lived in three different places since he started talking about that. I'm just like him to drop it. So.
He's trying to make it perfect.
Chris Brown, this is Quavo. As a response to Quavo calling him Tinder Dick. And I don't really care for this situation, but mm-hmm. I do like the energy that Chris Brown brings. I like that inspired. It's like, you know what? This ain't even that serious, but since we dissing right now, let me throw my shit in there.
Yeah.
I think that is great marketing. I think he probably gonna make a bag off of this. And I love it. I love it.
I didn't even know that Chris Brown could rap like that. I was actually really shocked listening to it.
Chris Brown,
I was like, oh, hold on. Huh?
Chris Brown could do anything.
Yeah. He's a beast.
Speaking of doing anything, like, I don't think Quavo should fight him. I don't really, I don't think that's gonna fare well for you, bro. Because I think Quavo is only about like 5'8", 5'11".
Oh, wow.
Chris Brown, I think he's about like 6'2".
Yeah, he probably
flexible, did. Athletic. You know what I'm saying? Niggas like that, they knock people out easily. You know? He might kick you. Like it's just...
He might kick you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, don't do it. Like, and then, like, I don't want it to go another way. So just chill, bro. Just chill. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think you should respond to the song, Quavo, because I don't think you could get with him in that arena either. I just, he told the nigga that his last album was a weed trade. Niggas don't even put out CDs. So.
Man.
He said it was a weed trade.
Yo.
Oh my god, dog, like, this is exactly why we have to do this the way that we have to do it. I don't know if we should just keep talking about music since she's obviously not taking a nap. Let me check the time. Oh my god. I'm so tired.
The time is right. Oh, you mean on the...
Yeah. Okay. We'll do a lot of the Doja Cat thing, and then we'll have to finish and do the regular thing tonight, because... Okay.
Oh,
what was
that?
Oh, my water. Okay. Man. So, I think you should just bow out, Quavo. I think you should just bow out. I think you and Offset should get back together. You know what I'm saying? So you can keep that traction going.
You know?
Because it's not, I just don't see you doing anything with Chris Brown in this arena. He said he fucked Sweetie while y'all was together. Like, it's just, bruh. Let it go. Sometimes you gotta lose some. You win some, you lose some. Once he said that, it was over for you, bro. It's just nothing else you can say. It's like, there is no comeback. Because you're not gonna get on the beat and do what he did. You're not gonna do anything comparable to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, actually, I remember, they actually dissed Joe Budden. Ice Traded Gang. Now, if he was to find a clever way, well, rest in peace, Takeoff, because he used Takeoff to help him with that. Because there's a song called Ice Tray that came out a couple years ago, back when they had that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Ice Tray the Gang. If that nigga hating, call him nigga Joe Button Pussy!
Oh, I feel like I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was cool because, yeah, it's not the most clever. Well, it's actually clever, but, like, as far as lyrical ability, it's not the most clever.
Yeah.
But you can get niggas, a whole crowd, to repeat that.
Yeah.
So, that song will always be a hit if it comes on because niggas hate Joe Budden.
Yeah.
So, you can find a way to diss Chris Brown that way? Maybe, but I don't think you can. What can you say? Like, did he snort cocaine? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You can't even talk about the women thing because, you know, that footage came out of you and Sweetie. Even though I don't think he was doing nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think he was doing nothing wrong. But let's just continue because I ain't seen the video in a minute, so I don't want to, you know, put my foot in my mouth and nothing like that. So, next subject. Trying to tell. Oh. Actually, I don't want to talk about this. We can talk about this next. I don't know how we're going to approach this conversation,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to bring up something else.
Mm-hmm.
Power. In my opinion, when I watch Power,
mm-hmm.
when I started watching Power, I feel like I see what 50 is doing, and I'll explain.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first Power, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end, it got janky.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it got janky because I believe that these businesses, they don't be knowing what they have, or they don't be appreciating what they have. So I think sometimes maybe they'll try to cut costs
mm-hmm.
just to save more money, just so they can pocket more money.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll try to, you know, they just do weird things. Businesses do weird things. They have motives that you may not see because you're not in that back room.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I like what 50 Cent is doing. A lot of people say that the acting is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are on Lil Meech this season for his acting.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the storyline. But I don't necessarily feel that way. But before I give my thoughts, what's your perception of 50 in the TV game?
I think he's doing a great job, in my opinion. And I think he's giving young creators, whatever you want to call it, an artist, I don't know, a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And you only learn by doing.
Right.
You can take so many classes and do so many things, but a lot of things you're going to learn by doing, and they may sit back, like me as a person, I may sit back and watch a video we do, or you do, or whoever, you know what I mean, and say, oh, I can do this better next time, or
mm-hmm.
oh, you kind of, so I feel like he's giving these young people a chance, and I think that's great, I think that's amazing, mm-hmm. because how many people do you know that's doing what he's doing?
Exactly.
Especially young black people.
I believe that he learned a lot from the first Power experience with losing Ghost
mm-hmm.
and how that went.
Yeah.
I believe that he's not trying, because I think he hit it out the park with Power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those first couple of seasons, you go back and watch that, he really hit it out the park.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that that started maybe giving him problems that maybe he didn't want to have, because it seemed like what they do to you is, if you're getting too big and in a way that they don't want you to be,
mm-hmm.
they'll try to stifle you.
Isn't that so weird?
Well, I mean, that's just how the game
goes. I know, but it's just like so.
Well,
can't do anything, but go ahead.
But that's business, though. That's
can't
business.
Can't do anything.
Like, you have to low key have to find loopholes in a way to get around certain rules, because the rules are set up to only let you go to a certain level.
That's wild.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people, like with this YouTube shit, like, you can only get good, you can only get and reap the benefits of this shit, the real benefits of this shit, is by being consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And most people can't do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's true.
You don't even get, like, a lot of people probably don't, like, you don't even understand why it seems like 50 Cent, it has it seems like BMF is a Tubi movie.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand, because I think that he's trying to, like, hide in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
He's given a lot of people opportunities. He's given people opportunities to where they can take it and branch off
from there.
Even if Neo can't act, Neo probably is going to get another acting role.
Right.
Lil Baby was in there.
Oh, yeah, he ain't do shit.
And it, like, I'm confused because it's like, so y'all just... He was there and gone. I'm thinking of the terms of the actual show in Street Niggas. So y'all let this random nigga come up, learn all the business, and now we ain't seen the nigga.
Yeah.
And look what's been happening. Is that nigga a snake? Like, what is going on? Is he coming back? What happened? Did he bust when y'all was going through all of that? I just wanted to know. Like, that's random as fuck. But you giving people a chance. You giving them their first opportunity. You letting them get on set. You know what I'm saying? I think with a lot of, and I'm trying to figure this out myself. You do have to figure out, like, yeah, you want to put out certain messages. You want to do this, that, and the third. But if you just go out and just do that shit, you're going to get shut down.
Yeah.
So you have to put the medicine in the candy somehow. Mm-hmm. You got to kind of, you know, conform a little bit. And it's like, that's, I believe to myself, that's the actual job, because a lot of us are talented.
Yeah.
A lot of us can talk, rap, act, and all of that. But the job is to be profitable. And if you have a message that you want to put out, put that message out and still not ruffle too many feathers. That's what I've learned just being, like, in business and just life, is that, like, bro, you just can't, like, oh, I want this to go like this. I would like this to go like this. So you're not going to accept something.
Did you not hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Who was that?
I don't know.
That was
kind of
creepy, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. You're not gonna, it's a lot of people like that, they won't accept. Say, let me give an example. Say you want some ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want some ice cream, right? You go to the ice cream store, all they got is vanilla, but you really wanted some cookies and cream. So instead of just getting the vanilla and compromising, you would rather try to leave. Go to all these other stores to see if they got this vanilla. Waste all this gas money and time just to get what you want when you could have just got what was there and it was serviceable.
Yeah.
That's what people, they don't have that, a lot of people don't have that trait of just saying, okay, this is not what I wanted 100%, but this is something I can use and it can get me somewhere. And I, you know what I'm saying? This is just what we have.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they have a hard time reconciling with that because we live in such abundance in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people will get mad because they'll be like, why do you do this? Why do you make music like this? Like, you don't like Sexy Red.
Right.
One would be, you say, oh, she does this to the kids and this, that. No, she don't. She don't do nothing to y'all kids. Even if she goes to the school and they let her in, she don't do nothing to y'all kids, because y'all kids is y'all responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid know who Sexy Red is, that's on you.
Yeah.
It's not on Sexy Red to do this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. Sexy Red is aware of a business that is very profitable. Mm-hmm. She got kids to raise.
Mm-hmm.
She won't do a thing. This is business for her.
Yeah.
This is business. Bruh, you have an audience. How are you going to be mad at the nigga for having an audience when if he wasn't going to do it, somebody else was?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question I was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about, like, because business is business. Business is business with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about business that may not seem moral, but it seems that it's very profitable because people want what they want, so somebody has to give it to them. Like, how do you reconcile with that?
You know how I am. I'm an emotional person. I mean, I could see, because everybody has, you know, their point A and point B to get to, you know? And I'm the type of person, I feel like, to see, I'm not thinking of it as... I'm not thinking of it like that. I'm thinking of it as, I like to have that morale because I feel like that builds good relationships with people. I feel like if you don't have that, how can you build a relationship? Because that's how business, in my opinion, is done. If when you're dealing with people, you
we got to make sure you answer the question.
I am. Okay. You said morale. Isn't that what you said?
No, I didn't.
What'd you say?
Morals.
Oh, moral. Sorry.
Come on, man. We're trying to finish up.
Morals. Nah, I lost my whole train of thought.
So, say you met some woman, mm-hmm. and she was like 10 years older than you. She lived in the area you wanted to live in. She drove a car that you wanted to drive. She had a house like you wanted to have. She mm-hmm. offered you to be her assistant. Mm-hmm. The first day that you get on the job, you realize that this woman sells Fetty Wap to the whole city.
What is
Fetty Wap? Fentanyl.
Oh, okay.
That she sells pure uncut fent to the whole city. I'm getting from around. You don't get from around?
Yes, because if she gets caught, I'm working for her. So if she gets caught up.
Whoa. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
When you sell Fetty Wap to the whole city, mm-hmm. if you keep doing what you're doing and don't make the wrong people mad, you ain't gonna get caught. You know why you ain't gonna get caught? Because mm-hmm. you're selling it to everybody. So the politicians that need it, you know them.
But if she goes down, then I'll go down with her.
Let me finish.
Okay, that's just a fact.
You know them. You know every... Okay, long story short. People that run these businesses that are quote-unquote bad, mm-hmm. they have everyone's secrets. So if they're actually running a business, they're probably not going to get shut down because they're not going to get caught because it's going to tank everybody down with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's a lot of power. Me, I probably would quit as well. I'm not going to lie to you. I would quit. But the thing is, you probably would die. Like, that's the thing. Once you come in contact with these niggas that's in crime, you don't get to know them, because once you get to know them, you can't retire. Yeah, that's why you got to stay away from them.
Yeah, I'm not putting myself in that position.
But, like, say, maybe not drugs, but say we work for an oil company, and, like, there's bad things that are done, we just are not privy to them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't keep that from them. If it was some shit where, like, yo, we gonna start putting in building a college fund for Nyla, and all I gotta do is answer some phones, and they doing some crazy shit at the border, I'm doing that job.
Oh, well, yeah, something like that.
I'm doing that job. Like, if it's legal.
Because it's not gonna affect me, you know what I'm saying? But something, that's her. But something like,
She
gets mad.
She Nyla, there's two ways that she doesn't take a nap. Sometimes she just don't take a nap. Then there's other days where it's like, I'm not taking a nap. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
come get me or I'm going to start fucking shit up. And she's reached that point right now. She's throwing all of her belongings out of the crib. So, yeah. I don't know. I think, I like coming into a structure that's already been made. Mm-hmm. America is America. America makes money off of things that hurt other people, hurt other countries. The reason that we live so comfortably is because we put shit onto other people. Like we do cruel things to people that some of us may never even know. So to sit here and say, like, we already kind of participated already. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And there's another thing that people say is, be good to good people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Be good to the people that are in your circle. You need not be worried about the people that you don't know because they're not worried about you. Mm-hmm. And they're not. I think that's something that young men get fooled by, thinking that you should be this Mother Teresa-like activist Jesus Christ, like the fake Jesus, not the real, not the Jesus that was in the Bible, like that was really in the Bible, that was flipping over tables once you niggas was blaspheming niggas' names and shit like that. Not that nigga, like the pixie Jesus that y'all want us to think he is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's like, bro, you don't gotta be nice to everybody, cause niggas ain't gonna be nice to you. Mm-hmm. Niggas don't be being nice to me. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, when they meet me, they'll be nice. Yeah. Even if a nigga, like, just appearance wise, then when you when a nigga find out shit about, they definitely don't be nice. They be hating. Mm-hmm. They'll be hating and like they be projecting and shit. But my point is that like I don't even know how we got here. Oh yeah, we just branched off. But yeah, my point is 50 Cent, he doing his thing. He doing his thing. And I think he actually gets the game. He actually like gets the hustle of it. Mm-hmm. And I think he's just treating that shit like a hustle and doing for who he can do for, mm-hmm, and help out through the process. I think there's more things to come, because he did purchase that big ass building. We heard about him purchasing it like a year or two ago. We ain't heard nothing else. Mm-hmm. You never know. He might be ending his deal with Stars in the next couple of years. Yeah. I think that 50 Cent might be like the nigga Byron something. He owned a lot of TV shit. 50 Cent will be like that type, mm-hmm, of nigga. Like he's gonna be like the Black Warren Buffett or some shit like that, bro. Mm-hmm. In the next 30 years, bro, people think like success and like going up. And I've just been thinking about this, you know, with changing jobs and getting another job. It's like, oh, what I wanted, what I thought was I was going to be, like, oh, wow, I was going to be a business analyst and da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But I'm still able to keep the same salary range that I got up to. So, mm-hmm, I mean, what's the problem? I'm not mad. Right. And people think, like, success is just, oh, high point, high point, high point. That's not, mm-hmm, success. Success is a journey.
Yeah.
And the successful part about the journey is you learning all these lessons through the hard times and the failures that you go through. So once you, as you grow and move on, when you meet the new obstacles, you see, oh, I did this last time. This ain't even about to trip me out. We gonna do this, bum, bum, bum. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. I think 50 Cent is just doing that. Mm-hmm. I just don't think nobody, I don't know if anybody's had aspirations as high as he has with this TV shit. Mm-hmm. And I think he's willing to do, even if niggas don't even trust it, niggas is calling it weak, they're saying the writing is bad. Mm-hmm. Fuck that, nigga. Maybe I'm cutting calls. Maybe the nigga cutting calls. Maybe we don't know what he's doing, but like, it's serviceable.
Right. And I don't think
a storyline.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think I like to watch it. I like to sit there and watch it. You know me, I don't be a big fan of these, you know, drug shows and stuff. But when I actually sit down and watch it, it's cool. There might be a little, you know, we'll sit there and say that line was crazy, but like, it's funny. Like, it makes us laugh. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean? And we still sit there and watch it. So I think 50 is doing a great job. Keep up the good work, 50. We gonna keep watching. We here for it. So.
I ain't even mad at Tariq ending. Hey man, go do your thing, Tariq. Y'all done had a lock on Tariq too long. Y'all let Tariq go, man. Let him branch out, do all the other shit.
What's wrong with Tariq?
I think, bro, he's young. He's a great actor. I think, and I'm not saying that he's leaving, but I think it's time for him to go.
Yeah,
I think it's time for him to, he needs that role. Like, he need that drama role, that movie role.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He's been in movies as a kid, but he been in this power shit so long that he was a kid last time we seen him in anything other than Power.
Right.
Like a little kid.
Right.
So I think for his career, I think that it's time.
He's older now. Yeah. And like you said, he's been in several seasons of Power. So it's time. Let him go. Like people want things to just keep going on and on.
Yeah, that's not how life goes.
Everything has to come to an end. So.
Well, this will just be the spitter section episode.
Okay.
And if we can do an episode tonight or maybe tomorrow night, we'll do that. But this one, we gotta go.
Yeah, she ready.
We will talk to y'all next week.
Black is beautiful, shawty, black is bold. Black is black, true, but black is gold.